Marty?
I think that there's a couple of interesting points. I started out as kind of a skeptic about the efficacy of this drug, and I won't say that I'm an absolute believer, but I am certainly repentant. And the fact is, in talking to a patient, the bottom line is this is a positive trial. The outcomes are better. However, it's a positive trial in a highly selected population, and this is the message for the practicing physician. The other interesting thing is your control arm did better than any randomized study ever done in the United States, and that's because this is a very select group. And the problem as this drug enters into general practice is the tendency is not to be restricted with its use, but to be expansive with its use. And we will find more and more tendency to use it in people who did not have established safety. And I think what's coming out from this is a drug that is efficacious, but it adds significantly to the toxicity. And it does sound like at least some of those toxicities begin to cluster in the elderly. And I believe that there is data on this, particularly in colon cancer, where most of their adverse effects were also in the elderly. And I think that the lung cancer population is very different than colon and breast. Our median age is higher. They have many more significant comorbidities. And I think as this drug is used, one is going to have to be very cautious about it in patients with active cardiovascular disease, the over 70 group, the more frail population. And that's really who you have to watch out for, I think, with this.
Hack?
It is clear that based on Alan's presentation at ASCO and today's update, there's a bevacizumab toxicity, clearly. Increased mortality by 4%, et cetera. But we're dealing with a metastatic lung cancer patient, and by and large, are incurable. So the concern, and we spend a great deal of time talking about toxicity with a 4% mortality, is that a concern to the medical oncologist? Residual concern to our patient? Do they ask that, you know?
What are your thoughts?
I think it's a concern for the more oncologist than the patient. If you're a lung cancer patient, stage 4, facing a death within a year, 4% mortality, acceptable. Unlike stage 1, 2 patient, they are by and large curable.
And we'll talk about that in terms of the BEV trial or trials that are coming out in the adjuvant setting.